Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Aleph, and we have some time though to spend on Samach Amebeis, as I mentioned yesterday, which we didn't get to. So Vayisava, two dots on Samach Amebeis, very important Gemara, in terms of Lamdas and in terms of Halacha Lamaisa. I apologize in advance that we're not going to be starting Merubah on a weekday. Tomorrow, Merubah starts tomorrow on Shabbos, but Rez Hashem, I hope to talk about a lot of the beginning of Merubah discussions, which is on the bottom of Samach Amebeis. We'll do that on Sunday. But that's for afterwards. Okay, but now let's go to the two dots. Samach Amebeis. Vayis'aved David vayomer. David desired, right, by the Shmuel Beis, he's fighting the Plishtim, and after he conquers a certain part of the Plishtim, so the Pasuk says that he desired. Vayis'aved David vayomer, mi eshkeni mayim ibar beis lachem asher b'shar. Who's going to bring me water? I'm so thirsty. Who's going to bring me water from the pit of base, from the bor, from the well in beis lachem? That is Bashar, that is by the gate. So this is already, Chazal, we're tipped off. What do you mean by the gate? So who's usually by the gate? The Sanhedrin is by the gate of every city. Shoftim v'shotim titim l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, by the gates. So Chazal were already clued in to that this wasn't just a regular request and desire, that he was thirsty, but he wanted something about the gate. He wanted to ask a shaila to the Sanhedrin. Vayivku shloshes hagiborim b'vachan eplishtim, and three strong men from the Plishtim came. Vayishavu mayim mibar beis lechem asher b'shar. They brought water. They endangered their lives, which we're going to get to soon. That element. They endangered the lives. They brought water to David HaMelech from the Sha'ar. So we assume, the Gemara assumes, that he wasn't thirsty, but he wanted to ask a shaila. He had a question. He had a question. Rashi says asher b'shar Sanhedrin ziknei Hasha'ar. The Ziknei Hasha'ar, right? Every Sanhedrin sits by the gate, except the Sanhedrin Hagdola in the Beis HaMikdash. They sat in the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash. But the other Sanhedrin, Batei Din, sat by the gate. So, Maikami Baile. So, what exactly was he bothered by? The Rashba here also deals with why it can't be understood as just Pshuto Shel Mikra. But what Maikami Baile? So, what exactly was David HaMelech bothered by? So, three opinions in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Rava. Amar Rav Nachman, and this is what the Gemara is doing here. Taman ba'esh kami ba'elei. He was wondering about taman ba'esh, right? But the halacha of if you're mazik ba'esh al yedei taman, ikreb Yehuda, ikreb banan. In other words, it must have been a case where somebody came to him at that time. He was wondering. He knew the shitas, of course, but he didn't know who the halacha was like. Right? Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda did not exist yet in the times of David HaMelech, but he knew the different svaras. He knew elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. He knew the different svaras of chayiv or pater. How you could darshan the psukim in various ways. Obviously, the Torah existed by the time David HaMelech came, so he knew parshas mishpatim. So he didn't know if the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbanan. Upashtulei ma'at upashtulei, and they answered him, or that he knew the svaras, and they answered him. You know what? It's a machlokas, and depending who you hold like, right? Depending who you hold like, right? That's what Rashi says. Torn beish kumi boilei, ma'isa balafana b'machane. It must have been a ma'isa in the camp. Shasarfo anashe of kadosh Yisrael. Somebody burned the big stack of the straw of Bnei Yisrael. Vetzorach lishal halacha im chayavin l'shalim kelim tumunim b'socho. And the shaila was, if you have to pay, and like the Rabbi Yehuda, order up on it. Okay, that was taman ba'esh. That was the shaila. Number one. Number two. Rav Huna Amar gedishim disaorim di Yisrael. There were big gedishim. There were big stacks of straw or barley or lentils, as we'll see. There were big gedishim owned by Jews. To have metamri plishtim behu, that the plishtim were hiding in. They were hiding in these stacks. So what happens? What happens if you know somebody's hiding somewhere? You wanna smoke them out. So what do? You want to light these gedishim on fire in order to expose the plishtim. Only problem was they belonged to fellow Jews. So Bekami Baylei and David HaMelech asked, Ma'u lahatzel atzmo b'mamun chaveiro. David HaMelech asked, am I allowed to save myself through my friend's money? Am I allowed to burn him down? Ma'u lahatzel atzmo b'mamun chaveiro. Sholchulei, let's finish it up. So they answered him, Aser lahatzel atzmo b'mamun chaveiro. It's Aser. You're not allowed to save yourself with your friend's money. Aval, but, ata melech ata. But you are a king. U'melech poreis lasos lo geder ve'mocha b'yadu. But you're the king. You can do whatever you want. You can break down the fences. You can build a street wherever you want. You can take whatever you want. You're the melech. So, ein mochin biyadu, and there's nobody that will stop you. So this is approach number two of the Gemara. What exactly was the question? So there is much to discuss about Aser Lahatzel and Mut Lahatzel Asamam Chaver. So Tosa says, Tosas says, and the Rush even elaborates on that. Tosas Mahu, two lines. Tosas doesn't say what he's bothered by. He just says what the pshat of the question is. Iba ilay, ichayiv l'shalim kishehitzel atzmo b'pnei pikuach nefesh. What's the question here? If you have to pay when you sell, when you save yourself with your friend's money. In other words, what does Tosas not say, but the Rush says explicitly? You can't take the Gemara Kipshuto. Why? We know there are big three averis. Right, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Reish, Vichas Damim. Those are the only three that are Yehari V'Yavar. You have to give your life for every other avera. Right, is Docha Pikuach Nefesh. So the Gemara cannot be saying Beferish, are you allowed to burn down your friend's haystack to save your life? Of course you're allowed to, says Tosfos. What's the Shaila? The Shaila must be Chayiv or Patur once you did it. Once you burned it down, do you have to pay for it or not? That's what the Rush says explicitly here in the Pshat of the Gemara. The Rush says, of course you're allowed to. Are you allowed to do it knowing that you're going to pay? That's the Shaila according to Tosas. For sure you're allowed to save yourself. The question is, do you have to pay or not? So according to this Pshat of the Gemara, it's very difficult to fit into the words. Gemara says, "Ha'im." Right, what's the language of the Gemara? Right, David says, "Ma'u lahatzel asmo mam chaveiro." Doesn't sound like you're allowed to, but you have to pay for it or not. Ma'u lahatzel asmo. So you have to interpret it as, are you allowed to save yourself with kavana to pay? Right. So, or you know, do you not have to pay? But either way, as we'll see, the other pshat of the Gemara that we'll see in a minute fits it better according to the words. But misvara, it fits it much better. This is the machlokas between. This is the shita of Rash of Tosfos and the Rush. What's the machlokas then about? What was David bothered by? What's the svara? So the svara is explained by the Achronim. Rav Azel says this, but so does Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel says this here in the Gilyonei Hashas. What's the machlokas between? What's the svara of the ibaya according to Tosfos and the Rush? Whether pikuach nefesh is hutra or dechuya? When we say that we push off saving of a life. We push off an avera because of saving of a life. Let's say Shabbos. Shabbos, you're allowed to violate. So does that mean hutra? It's as if the avera doesn't exist. It's mutter. It's like weekday. Or do you say dechuya? It's pushed aside, but the avera still exists. You were allowed to violate this avera. Or do you say, no, it wasn't an avera. It's redefined. Averas, like we had back in Masechah Shabbos, Rabbeinu Nisim, at the end of Masechah Shabbos, in the bottom of the Gemara, Kuf Lamed and Gimel or so, where it comes up, Hutra means Hashem didn't want the Avera to exist when, you know, in this state, when you're, that was Asi Docha Lo Saseh, when you're doing an Asseh, when you're allowed to do something. So it's Hutra or Dechuya, it's there, but it's pushed aside. So that's the issue. If it's Hutra, you don't have to pay for it afterwards. You didn't do anything wrong. But if it's Dechuya, so then you would have to pay for it afterwards. That is how Tosfos explains, and the Rush would explain the question of the Gemara. But, as we said, this is not what the pashtus of the Gemara is. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi is really on the next few lines of the Gemara, but Rashi takes it literally. The last two lines of Rashi in the Amud, much ink has been spilled about this Rashi. Rashi seems to take it literally. It's usur to save yourself or mutter to save yourself. But what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers usur. The Gemara says usur, but you're the king, so you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara answers usur. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's going on? Says the Maritz Chayis, what's going on here? Says the Binyan Sion, what's going on here? The Arch Laner. How could Rashi say this? How could Rashi say that you're allowed to, you're not allowed to? There are only three Averis. So the Binyan Sion, Kuf Samach Zayin, in his Shuvas, quotes this issue. And he says, it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And Rashi fits in much better according to the words. Even before we see what his rayas are, in ethical classes, this is called Heinz Dilemma. I learned about this in one of my education classes years ago, but I got it back on the web last night. Heinz Dilemma, I'm glad we have a pharmacist here with us, because he'll appreciate the question. The Heinz Dilemma is a frequently used example in many ethics and morality classes. A woman was near death from a special kind of sickness. There was one drug that the doctors thought might save her. It was a form of radium that a druggist in the same town had recently discovered. The drug was expensive to make, but the druggist was charging 10 times what the drug cost him to produce. He paid $200 for the radium and charged $2,000 for a small dose of the drug. You can't relate to this. The sick woman's husband, Heinz, went to everyone he knew to borrow money, but could only raise about $1,000, half of the cost. He told the druggist his wife was dying and asked him to sell it cheaper and let him pay later. But the druggist said, no, I discovered the drug and I'm going to pay, make money from it. So Hines got desperate that night and broke into the man's store to steal the drug for his wife. Should Hines have broken into the laboratory to steal the drug? Why or why not? Once he does he have to pay for it or not? So this is Hines' dilemma. You're allowed to break into the pharmacy to get the medicine. You don't have to say that the pharmacy doesn't give it. What if the pharmacy is closed and you have to break in to get it? Are you allowed to break into the pharmacy to steal the medicine, even if you're going to pay or not? That's Hines' dilemma. So, Rashi says, Asur lahatzel asma mamon chaveru. You're not allowed to break in. You're not allowed to burn down the Kedishim. So the question is, why not? So says the Binyan Sion, according to Rashi, and as we'll see, the Maris Chai says this too, the big four Averis, not the big three Averis. According to Rashi, there's a fourth, and that's Gezel. And that's a Deya in the Shittim Kubetzes and Mesechas Ksubis. We discussed this there. In the second parak in Ksubis, there's a Deya in the Tanayim that holds there are four Averis, not three. Gezel is one of the big four. You're not allowed to steal, even if your life is in danger. Says the Binyan Tzion, what's the Svara for this? Is there a Makar for this? So says the Binyan Tzion, I'll bring you a Makar. Yishuv Shittas Rashi. Not only is the Gemara, does the language of the Gemara help him, but there's a Svara for him. Why? And we'll get to a Rashi Lashitaso in a minute. Amazing from last night. So the Gemara Maseches Yuma says that we know Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. Right, we know that. Where do you know that from? Avoda. You know that from Avoda. From the fact that Avoda, you're allowed to bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbos. Avoda is Doche Shabbos. And Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Avoda. Right? Pikuach Nefesh, right? If your life's in danger, then you don't do the Avoda. So then that's how you know Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. V'harizat Pshita. Even though the Torah says the Tamid beats Shabbos, Avoda beats Shabbos, still, are you allowed to steal to do the Avoda? How many times in the Navi does it say that Hashem doesn't want our stolen karbanos? Right? We mentioned last week in Malachi. Hayikva Adam Elokim, Ba'omer B'makim Kavanucha, Paragimel in Malachi. Hashem says, do I want your stolen karbanos? Right? That's the source in Lulav HaGazel of Mitzvah Habab Aveira. I don't want your Hevesa, it's a Gazel of a Sapiseach. So, Avoda beats Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh beats Avoda. Pikuach Nefesh beats Avoda. Hashem obviously doesn't want your Karbanos, so Gezel beats Avoda. So if Gezel beats Avoda, and Avoda beats Shabbos, so says the Gemara, Hare afshi itira Torah Shabbos bebrei Avoda, mikol makom lo hitira mamun shal acherim. The kivet Pikuach Nefesh yalfinon me Avoda, and Pikuach Nefesh, you learn is Docha Shabbos from Avoda, nomar gamkim, kemosha Avoda lo docha za Gezel, because the Gemara compares Pikuach Nefesh and Avoda. So just like the Avoda beats Gezel, so the Pikuach Nefesh would beat Gezel. So he said that's a Svara. He says for Rashi, based on the Gemara, how it's the big four. Do you see this anywhere else? So it's an amazing, amazing Rashi Lashitasa. If you look in Pirkei Avos, Rashi and Pirkei Avos. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says at the end of Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, the 10 Nisan that occurred every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So one of the Nisan was, Lohi Pila Isha Meireach Psar HaKodesh. A woman never miscarried from the stench. From the stench, Meireach Psar HaKodesh. That's what we pastors think it means, from the bad smell. It smells bad, and she never got sick from it. So Rashi there says, what does it mean, from the Reach Psar HaKodesh? So Rashi quotes, Lohi pila isha, belog tani lohi pila ubra kalisha debraisa, shalo. I'm sorry, where's the. I don't have it quoted here, but who? The Maritz Chayis. Wait, no, the Binyan Tzion quotes it. I don't have the Lashon of the Rashi here. So Rashi quotes the Apirish Rashi, mita'avas psar hakodesh, from the taiva of her wanting a piece of meat. Nobody ever did. She ever never desired it to death. Inami meireach ivarim shel maracha sheilu hiricha ubatz lizo mehem ein shomin la lahachila psar kodesh. That's what Rashi says. Nobody died from the desire that she ever like. Oh, I can't, because we wouldn't have been able to give it to her. So ask the Tosfos Chadashim there on the side of the Mishnayos. Why not? Why wouldn't you give it to her? Pikuach nefesh. Why don't you be able to give it to her? So the Tosfos Chadashim comes up with a whole lukimta in Rashi. Says the Binyan Tzion. No, it's beautiful. Rashi says, you're not allowed to steal from a hediot for Pikuach Nefesh. So surely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Surely you can't violate Me'ilah. Right? So that's Rashi Lushitaso. Rashi in Meseches Avos. And the Binyan Tzion ends off. I'm not sure who we paskin like. Because many Rishonim don't deal with this issue. You have Rashi and the Rosh. You have Tosfos and the Rosh. But you also have Rashi. And the others are V'afshalo Kosvu Sha'asar L'Hatzal V'Kamaka in Hechra. So I'm not sure what to do. Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos. Shacharav Pasal Matos and a Rush clearly in Simon Shinun Tes, but this is Shitas Rashi. Amazing Shitas Rashi. And one more source, and then we'll continue. The Maharaz Chayis here also gets excited about this Rashi, and he quotes, it's a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi, as we had the Maharaz Chayis a few days ago, with bringing up the Yerushalmis. The Maharaz Chayis here says, it's a Yerushalmi. Matzina b'Yerushalmi mefurish avodizar perkein mamidin. You gotta know all Yerushalmi. You can't just know the Yerushalmi here. Yerushalmi, lo sof davar haomer harog es ish ploni, ela afilu amar chamos es chaveiro, chayev limsar nafsho. There can't be a chamson. What's a chamson? It's tomorrow's daf. Mad ben gazlan l'chamson. It's tomorrow's daf. So you gotta look at it. But either way, chamson means like some type of taking somebody's money on purpose. Not only harog as an nefesh, either chomes as an nefesh. It's before it's like Rashi. Before it's sorry to Rashi. But either way, we gotta know this Rashi of a fourth. Not the big three, there's the big four. According to Rashi, and again, it's the day in the Shidduch Kabbalah in Maseches Ksuvos. Okay. That is all, though. Possibility number two, what was David HaMelech bothered by? What was the question? Usur or Musur Lahatzalas Mamon Chaveiro. Next, number three. Verabbanan, V'itema Rabba Bar Mariamar, Amru. What was David's question? Gedishim Disorim D'Yisrael Havei. The big stalks of barley, big piles of barley of the Jews, the Gedishim, the Adashim, the Plishtim, and there were big piles of lentils of the Plishtim. The Kamiboy Lahu, Maoli, to Gedishim, Shay Saorim, the Israel, Litain, the Frey Behemto, right? They were in wartime, they had a bunch of animals. Are we allowed to take the barley of our fellow Jews to give to our animals? And Almanasla, Shalim, Gedishim, Shal Adashim, will pay back. From the Gedishim of the Adashim, which are going to be the spoils of war, we'll get those Gedishim, we'll pay them back, we'll use their barley, we'll pay them back lentils. Are we allowed to do that? The Plishtim. That was the question. The Rosh writes here, in Simon Yud Beis, that the question was only because they didn't have the lentils yet. Lentils are more valuable, assumes the Rosh. If they would have had the lentils already, then it would have obvious that it would have been mutter. Why? Zachon Adam Shlobafanav. That's Zachiyah. If I'm using something of yours in order to give you something better, the Rosh says that wouldn't have been a question. The only question is here, right, I'll read you the Lashon. The only question, the year of Demayri Shadayin lo hayu mezumanim, avalom hayu gedishim da'adashim mezumanim, afilo ein bali gedishim sarun lefaneinu mutter, lozakos bahen aide acher, deschusu lo da'adishim adifi tfei. The only shaila here is they didn't have... It's objectively, that's what it seems to be. It's like gold and silver. Right. Gold and silver. It's objective. So the Rush says, though, but if you don't have it yet, that's only Shiloh. Why? Because you might not ever get it. Who knows what's going to happen? You don't have it yet. Mizuman. Right? So that's why. But all Shiloh is, you didn't get it yet. So do you say that it... they're allowed to do this. So again, the Ksos also discusses the Rush here, but we'll continue a little bit, and then we'll see what we have time for. Shalchulei, so they answered him, Chavo Yashiv Rasha Gzeilo Yishalem. Pasuk in Yecheskel. Even if the Rasha returns it, still called Gzela, still called the Rasha. Afal Pisha, Gzela Mishalem, Rasha Hu. Meaning you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it if you don't have it yet, so you can't take something and I'll pay you back in the future. Aval Ata Melech, Ata Melech Poris, Lasos Lo Derech, Emocha Biyada. But you're a king, and therefore you can do whatever you want. This relates to, if we had time, we would discuss it, but we had a lot here about Usher and Mutter, relates to Shmuel Hanavi's speech to Klal Yisrael about the rights and privileges of the king. Remember when Klal Yisrael and Sefer Shmuel asked for a king, so Shmuel tries to dissuade them. Shmuel is very upset. Hashem is very upset exactly what the problem was, even though there's a mitzvah in the Torah. Right? Mitzvah Som Tassim Alech HaMelech. So what exactly was the chait? But Shmuel Hanavi there goes through all the rights and privileges and responsibilities, but first the rights and privileges to try to dissuade Klal Yisrael. You don't want a king. He's going to take your daughters. He's going to take your cars. He's going to take your horses. He's going to take everything of yours. He can do whatever he wants. So that's what this relates to. Melech poritz vassals together, v'mochel v'yado. Nobody can stop him. This is what a king does. Period. So we have the three shitas. What exactly was the question? Tamun and mutal or asal hazasam mechavero and switching the lentils and the barley. So bishlam alaman damer lach lufe. According to the third opinion, the psukim fit in. Why? Because there are really two versions of this story: one in Shmuel and one in Divrei Hayamim, right? Like we said yesterday, what's the difference between Neviim and Ksuvim? We discussed that Divrei Hayamim, Ksuvim doesn't mean it happened later. It just means it was had a different purpose. It was meant to be written down, Rav Shechter quoted. So, if you say, according to that pasuk, so it makes sense why, Hainu desiv chadkra v'tishav chalkas hasada malaya adashim, v'ksiv chadkra v'tishav chalkas hasada malaya saorim. The same story is recorded. One time it says barley, one time it says lentils. You understand, because they were both there. They were both there. The Jews had the barley, the Goyim had the lentils, and we know exactly what the question was. Elamanda Amar Lemikli, but according to the option two, that it was to burn them down, my Ibailahu Lahaditre Christ. What do these pasuk mean? Why does one pasuk say lentils, one pasuk say barley? Right? Two different things you put into the challenge, possibly. Right? So Amalahu Tahavunami Gedishim Dadashan Israel. It's just saying the Mitzvahs. There were also lentil piles that the Plishtim were hiding in. Okay. So now, according to the second opinion, that it was about the burning, that's what the continuation says, that he stood amongst the foreground, and he saved it. What he saved it? So he saved it, meaning he didn't violate. That's what Hatzala can mean. And they also, it could also mean they saved themselves by burning down if they had the allowance. What kind of salvation? What kind of hatzalah is having? By the way, that's where the Rashi is. Anvayatzileha shelo yisrefuha, right? It's that he didn't burn it. Hoel va'aser lahas asman mechavero. He wasn't allowed to burn it. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Of course you're allowed to burn it. The question is, are you allowed to, you have to pay for it or not? But then that is the that's the Tosfos. That's Tosfos, and that, but that's Rashi on this line. So elamanda amar lachlufe mayvayatzileha. But according to the opinion that says lachlufe, the whole issue was switching. So what does vayatzileha mean? What kind of salvation occurred? To lo shavik luhu lachlufe. No, it means that he didn't let them switch it. He didn't let them switch it. So again, somebody asked me last night in shul. He says, what do you mean? And they said, David HaMelech, you're allowed to. You're the king. So what was the answer? Also, the answer is because it's not David HaMelech doing it actually himself here. It's his soldiers getting food for their own personal animals. Litin lefnei behemto. David can do whatever he wants. You're right. It's aser for these guys, these soldiers. But you're the king, and you can do whatever you want. Okay. Bishl mahani tarti. According to the second and the third opinion of the question, we also understand. Haynot d'chsev trei kroy. That's why you have two different psukim. We explained it. Elamanda amar tamun ba'ish kami boyle. But if his shayla was about tamun, so my boyle kroy. So it's not only, we find many times that achronim sometimes put in machlokos into biblical figures. What was Moshe and Aaron arguing about? Yeshel midas. Right, what were they arguing? We find that it's a certain derech halimud, where we find certain machlokos put back. But here the Gemara does it. What was David HaMelech arguing about, or wondering about? Tamun. Right, Tamun. The Gemara also said it, if you remember, but the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara quoted machlokos back in Brachas, Taf Lamed Aleph, about Eli and Shmuel. Talking about Shmuel. Right, they were wondering, should they get the should he get a Kohen? So the Rashash there says they were arguing about Shechita Ksheir Bazar. Is there still a Lechadchila for a Kohen to do it? So again, this is a type of we try to say that the Torah spans this Torah discussion spans generations, and the same discussions that they had thousands of years ago is what we're having. So that's what the Gemara just did. David HaMelech was wondering about Taman Ba'ish. We're not just learning Daf Yomi in 2009 Tafshin Sabach Tes about Taman Ba'ish. David HaMelech had the Shiloh about Taman Ba'ish. He discussed the same thing. So, if that was the Shiloh, what are the Pesukim talking about? What do you need two Pesukim for? So, Amalacha, Taman V'chad HaMehanach, Kami Ba'ilei. You're right, that's not an exclusive Shita. According to that Shita, he also was bothered by one of the other questions too. Next. Bishlam Alam Adam Ahan Tarti. Also, according to these, the second and the third question, again, Asur Mutal Ahat Asam Chavero, or are you allowed to switch? Hainu Dichsiv Lo Ava David L'Shosam. After David got the answer to his question, he said he didn't want to drink it. Right, continuing the mashal, he was thirsty, he didn't want to drink it. Meaning, he got the answer of Asur. So he didn't allow them to do it. Lo Ava David L'Shosam. Amar Kiva Diki Sur Lo Nichalate. Since there's an Isser involved, I'm not going to do it. But according to the first opinion, that the whole issue was tamun, the hidden, if you're chayef for eish, michdi, gemaru deshalchule, milo avid avil shtosam. What's the problem? They sent him the Mesorah. They sent him into machlokes, right? Two different opinions. And, you know, whoever you paskin like, you're following one of those opinions. So why didn't he want to do anything? Why did he keep his hands tied? Why was he machmir, avid avil shtosam? Was he just assuming that, you know, you're, you know, you're chayiv. Is that what Avod L'Shosam means? What? That he was also bothered by another one of the questions.
Why does the Gemara skip to that? You just answered that.
Okay, so the Gemara wants to find an answer specifically for this, related to this one. So, my lo Avod L'Shosam. So the Gemara answers, "De lo amrinu mishmayhu." He never repeated this answer that he received in their name. Amrinu mishmayhu. Right? That's what it means. He didn't want to drink them. He didn't want to relate it to them. Why? Amar, kach mekubal nimi beizino shal Shmuel Aramasi. I have a Messiah from Shmuel who anointed me. Kala moser atzmo lamus al devrei Torah in omrim davar halacha mishmo. If somebody endangers their life for divrei Torah, right, when they're not supposed to, right, it's not a time of shas hashmad where you have to give your life even on your the color of your shoelaces, as we discussed 2 days ago. What color are shoelaces? What color their shoelaces were in the times of the Talmud, right? Black or white? Tosas discussed. But if it's not that time, so then it's not yarei val yavar. Talmud Torah is not yarei val yavar, and ein omrim davar halacha mishmo. Right, so therefore, because they violated, you don't say a halacha in their name. That's what it means. Lo ava davelish tosam. So what's the message here about if somebody endangers their life? So the Marsha says, why do you ever say a davar halacha mishmo? Why do you ever say something in somebody's name? Because homer davar b'shem amro mevi kula la'ola. Right, if you say if you say something in somebody's name, you're bringing geula. The elu shesamchu al hanes, says the Marsha. Somebody who is being somech al hanes leilech b'malchem sakaris tafashus ein roi lasos nes v'geula al yedehen. It's inappropriate for the nes to come al yedei these people. V'yava gad deshluchei mitzvah in nizokin shvich hazeka shiny. It says in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. But what does the Marsha say? Because if you say davar b'shem amru, you're bringing the geula, and it's not appropriate to bring geula by these people who endanger their lives. That is the Marsha. The Ben Yehoyada has a charifus. If you haven't had a Ben Yehoyada, there's only 5 pages of Ben Yehoyada on the whole Masechta. Right? So so you get in the Babas. Wait, the Baba Basra has a bunch of agarita. So we'll be there in a while. That's Hashem. But anyway, says the Ben Yehoyada again. Why do you not repeat a vort of somebody's b'shem amru if they endangered their life? So says the Ben Yoyada, when you say a Torah thought in the name of a Talmud Chacham who has already passed on, right, that's called Sifsos of Dovavos Bekever, right? Their lips are still talking, they're still getting schar in Olam Hazeh. They're still talking, their Torah is still spreading, and therefore it's as if they never died. Their Olam Hazeh is still happening. These people, obviously, they want to learn even though it's, right, it's they're going to get killed. Right, so they obviously don't care about their Olam Hazeh. They obviously don't value Olam Hazeh. Oh, let's just get to Olam Haba. No, hello, Chazal say that Yafish Achas Olam Hazeh, because here you can earn it. Right, Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kli Shishma Shabbos Masharbe. But these people obviously don't value Olam Hazeh, and therefore don't repeat a thought in their name. Because a thought in their name is Dafka giving them Olam Hazeh, giving them more life in this world, Sifsos Adavos Bekever. And obviously they're not... They don't believe in that. So therefore, mida keneged mida, says the Ben Yehoyada, Ben Ishchai, ain't omer davar shuah mipiv olam hazeh, ki masha omer shuah mipiv, v'kdei she'e nechshev chai b'olam hazeh, gam ma'achar pitiraso. V'zed de'ein chai olam hazeh, chashuvim be'inav, klum, lo yizke l'kach. So you have the Marsha, you have the Ben Yehoyada, and one more, the Maharal. The Maharal says, don't we have a drasha, right, it's coming up, Parshas Para, chukas adam, right, Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel, a person has to be Mimis Asmal Divrei Torah. Right, doesn't you have to kill yourself at Divrei Torah? So, says the Maral, obvious answer. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you have to die. Right, if you're going to die, V'chai Bohem V'lo Shiyamas Bohem. It means you can't live a life of Idunim, of pleasures, and you have to be ready to have Paspa Melech Tochal, even though you don't have to actually have Paspa Melech Tochal. That's what it means, Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel. You have to have a commitment. Lav Dafka, then it means, not Lav Dafka, it's wrong to assume that it actually means to put one's life in danger. Okay, so Marsha Ben Yoyada Maral. Continuing, the next phrase of the Pasuk, Vayasecho Sam Hashem, because David HaMelech got this water, continuing the Mashal, he poured it out to Hashem, meaning he didn't use it. He didn't use it, he poured it out to Hashem. So Bishlam Manda Marhani Tarti Mishum Da'ava L'Shem Shemayim. What does it mean he poured it out to Hashem? Because he acted L'Shem Shemayim. So he poured it out, meaning he didn't do what he wanted to do. That was L'Hashem. But according to the Manda Raton Ba'esh, like we just said, what does it mean that he didn't drink it? It means he didn't say the halach in their name. So what does it mean he poured it out to Hashem? What does that continuation of the mashal mean? Whenever he said it in the name of the Chachmi HaYeshiva. He didn't say anybody's name. Is anybody's name? That's what it means. He spread it out. He poured it out. He spread out the Torah without mentioning who said it. Okay. Back to Eish. As this parak continues with the Nizkei Mamon. Remember, we're only a few lines left to the world of Nizkei Mamon. Remember at the beginning of the Masechta, we said the first 6 prakim are 1 sugya, Nizkei Mamon. 7th parak, is the 7th, 9th, and 10th parak is the next sugya. That's Gnev and Gzeila. The 8th parak is Chovel. So we're almost up to the second topic in Maseches Bava Kamma. So says the Mishnah. Avra gedu shugavo adal ramos oder harabim o nahar patur. If the fire passes by a fence, meaning you lit a fire in your rishus, and it went over a fence that was 4 amos high, or a derech harabim. What's a derech harabim? Rashi quotes, a street 16 amos wide. Right, you learn that out from the midbar. So then, patur. That's patur. You can't, right, yeah, that's not, you can't say that it's your fault there, right? Because it went over the, left over the fence, it went across the street, so you can't call it that. 16 amos wide. There is a big discussion about rishus harabim in Hilchos Shabbos, which, let's do a few more lines, and then we'll come back to, even though I can say it here, but let's just do a few more lines first. It says the Gemara Vatanya over Gedush Ugavoy Ar Amos Chayiv. Ayabraisa says that if it's, even if it's 4 Amos high, you're still Chayiv. Amar of Papa, Tanadi Dan Kachasha Milamala Lamata. Alright, our Tana is going from up to down. Shesh Amos Pater. Chamesh Amos Pater. Ad Amos Pater. 4 Amos is Pater because the Tana of our mission is holding Ad Vilo Ad Bechlal. I'm sorry, so Ad Va'ad Bechlal. Right, Ad Va'ad Bechlal, and therefore, 4 Amos is also going to be Pater. Tana bra milamala matika chashiv. The price is going from down to up. Shte amos chayiv. If it's only 2 amos high, you're chayiv. Shalosh amos chayiv. Ad arba amos chayiv. Right, but that's ad velo ad bechlal. Ad arba amos, but not including. And therefore, there's no machlokas. Amar Rava. Dal ramash amru de pater afilu beste kotsim. 4 amos high that we say is pater is even if there is a field of thorns, which is great for kindling, it's still pater. Where is the field of thorns? Where's the field of thorns? There's 2 girsaos in Rashi. Rashi, of the girsa that we have in the brackets, Rashi says, the field that is jumping to, even though the field next to you is a field of thorns, so you might think that, oh, you have to have even higher, because it's very easily flammable, still, that's enough. Other girsaos have Rashi, not lisham, but misham, even though you're lighting a field of thorns. Either way, that's 2 understandings of Rava. Amrav Papa, umisvas kotsim ulamala dalaramas. Where do you measure the dalaramas from? You measure it from the top of the kotsim in the field. Top of the kotsim, not from the ground, because if you have a fire that's right next to the field, even higher than the field, so then that's not enough of a gedder. Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela B'Kolachas. Rav says, where do you say that 4 amos is good enough to pater you? Only if you light a fire that goes straight up. Ola Umetamer, Rashi says, like the Mizbeach, right? That goes straight up. Avo Bechnechthefes. But if you have a fire that's zigzagging, that's going across horizontally, afilo ad meya amachayev. Then even if you have a gather of 100 amas up, you're going to be chayev. Because, you know, that's the type of fire, I guess, if to assume is the type of fire that you created. You create a fire that's supposed to just go up or one that spreads. Shmuel amar masnisa minachvefes. No, Shmuel says even more lakula. Where do you say that you need a gather of 4? That's only by one of the chvefes where it's zigzagging. Avo bakolachas, but where it's straight up, afilo kolshu pater. Even a tiny field of a kolshu, you're going to be pater. Tani kavasi de Rav. Let's find the support for Rav. Amedra amur bakolachas. When do you say there's a patur? By a kolachas, avo nechvefes, the eitz a mitsuyan lafilo ar me'amach mil chayef. And that's raya to Rav. Avra nahar o shvulis, shemer chavim chasamos pater. But if it passes by a river, the fire goes over a river, or a shalulis, which the Gemara is going to talk about what that is soon, which is 4-8 amos wide, pater, period. Derech harabim, what does derech harabim mean in the Mishnah? That your pater, if it goes across a derech harabim, man tana, who is the one that says this? Amar Rav Belazari, Tetzaner Rav Eliezer Omer, Sheish Esri Amos, Kederech Rishos Harabim. 16 amos, which is the derech of Rishos Harabim. So there's a machlokas Rishonim, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem Hei, in the forgotten volume of the Mishnah Berura, Chelek Dalad. Right, people look there when they want to learn Hilchos Kiddush Levan and Hilchos Chodesh. The first part of that is Hilchos Erevin. So the Mishnah Berura, the Shulchan Aruch writes it's in Shin Mem Hei. What? Right, that there are 4 Rishuyos in Shabbos. Rishus Harabim, Rishus Yachid, Karmelus, and Machum Tur. So the 4 Rishuyos. So what is the definition of Rishus Harabim? And this is a very important halacha to know. Why? Because you can only build an Erev if an area is called a Rishus Harabim Darabanan. If it's a Rishus Harabim Daraisa, you can't build an Erev. So that's why you have to know. Do we have Rishus Harabim Daraisa B'zman Hazeh? It's a very important definition to know. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what's a Rishus Harabim? Ezeh Rishus Harabim, in Sif Zayin, Rechobos Ushvakim Harachavim Tes Zayin Ama. 16 amos wide areas, Ve'enim Makurim, and they do not have a roof, Ve'en Lahem Choma, they don't have walls, Ve'afil, right, if you have a huge building, right, that's Rishus Yachin. I was once in Seattle, and I was in the Boeing factory, and that's the largest building in the world in volume. meaning underneath one roof. Because large, you can build planes. It's huge. So the largest building, so that's where Shliach though. Even though it's the largest building in the world, you know, not tall, but just wide, and tall, so that's Rosh HaZayachid. V'afilu yesh lam choma, and even if it has a wall, im heim mefulashim yishal ha-shar, if it's open on both sides, havi Rosh HaZarabim. It's a Rosh HaZarabim. V'yesh, so that's the Tanakama. V'yesh omrim bikula, kol she'ein shishim ribo, overim bo b'chol yom, ain't a Rosh HaZarabim. If 600,000 people don't frequent that area daily, it's not a Rosh HaZarabim. Right? That's the yesh omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. So says the Mishnah Berura, Sfira Lahu, Dagam Lazeb, Binyan Dumi Digli Midbar, because that's what they had in the Midbar. V'afsha Hayasham, Erev Rav, V'nashim, V'taf, Lo Chashrinan, Elamash, and Imsa, because of a Ferish. You only go by 600,000 men. Well, Indian Halacha, so he quotes from the Das of the Machaber, who writes this only as a Yesh Omrim, Masha that we pass on the first day, that you don't need this requirement. And Umikal Mako, Ein Banu Koch, Limchos, Biara Somchen al Deyazu, the Deyazu Lo Yechidahi, Kamosha Kalid Bir Halacha, it's Rashi Shita. Bal nefesh yachmer la'atzma. Then he quotes on b'chol yom chipasti b'kol rishonim below nizkar b'divrayim tanaizeh. I don't know where the Shulchan Aruch got this from. Daily, I'd have 600,000 people. That's very unusual. But then there's this big bir halacha here. Feel free over Shabbos homework, right? To look at the bir halacha. Quote the rishonim on both sides of this machlokas. Again, that relates to this shear of 16 amos wide. Vayter. Oh nahar. Oh, Nahar. So if a river is in between, so then also your potter. So Rab Amar Nahar Mamish, Rab says, literally, a Nahar, Ushmuel Amar, Arisa de Deloy. No, it means an irrigation canal, which we had. If you remember, we had Arisa de Deloy a week and a half ago, where we had an animal that fell into an Arisa de Deloy. Is that sort of pit? How deep? You count the height of the animal. Arisa de Deloy. So Mand Amar Nahar Mamish, according to the one who says, a literal Nahar, Afagavda like a Maya, even if there's no water, it could be a river bed. A riverbed dried out, that's also creates a hefsek. Umad Amar, Arisa de Deloy, but if you said it's an irrigation canal, which is much smaller, Yisbe Mayin, Avalesbe Mayelo, only if it has water, if not, not. The Beis Yosef says that according to the Tur and Rov Rishonim, there's no machlokas here. They both agree to each other, they're just giving different pshatim of what does it mean. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Peya, V'ilam Afsik in Lepeya, Baruch Hashem, today we have this chos of learning at least two Mishnahs in Peya. Hopefully we all said Eilu Dvarim this morning. First Mishnah in Peya. Now we're learning the second parak of Peya. Eilu Mafsik in LePeya. The following are Mafsik for Peya. Meaning if you have one of these things going through and you have fields on either side, you have to give Peya from each. From each field on the sides. Hanachal, if you have a Nachal in the middle of two fields. V'hashalulis, if you have a Shalulis. V'derech HaYachid, V'derech HaRabim. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, Derech HaYachid means a Dalet Amos wide street. Derech HaRabim is 16 amos wide. The Gra in his commentary in the Mishnah says maybe it means whether it's just a sidewalk or a street, how people use it. My Shalulis, what does Shalulis mean? 2 days. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Makom Shemeke Shomim Sholim Sham. Maybe it's a place where the rainwater congregates, where it collects. Rav Bibi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amas Hamayim Shemechaleke Shalala Agfei. Maybe it just means like an aqueduct that, splits the area. And it waters and irrigates the two different sides. So, according to the one who says that the puddle where the rainwater collects is mechale, koshke and amas hamayim. Surely, amas hamayim, because that's an even greater hefsek. But if you say amas hamayim, but maybe the rainwater collecting area will not be get hefsek. Tahanu ba'agne da'ara mikru. Those are just pails and cups of the land. Is not considered a real hefsek, right? What do you have? Agni in the Torah, last week's parsha. By Yasam ba'aganos, Moshe Rabbeinu split the dam in the end of the parsha, Perach of Dalet, and he put the blood into the aganos. Rashi quotes, Kmo ba'aganos. Okay, period. Hamalik b'tok shalo, if somebody lights a fire in their own field, is there a distance that if I light it in my own field, if there's so much space until the edge of my property, I'm going to be putter? Even though you have this concept of Eish. Ad kamatava adleika, how much am I allowed? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rono so kiiluhu be'emsa beis kur. As long as you have a half of a base kur towards your property line, then you're putter. Rabbi Elazar Omer, tezayin amos, kederak which is a rabbim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, chamishim ama. I got half 50 amos to the property line. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shalemi shalemi maver sabeira, hakol lefi adleika. The Havamina is, Rav Shimon says, you're always chayif. There is no shear. There is no shear. The Rush here writes that all of these shiurim and possible peturim are only if you're malik betoch shalcha. But if you're malik betoch shal chavero, there is no shear. Even if you lit it a little distance from your friend's property, but if it's in his property, there is no shear. And the Minchas Chinuch even adds, I think, the Rush says this, but since the poskim aren't mechalek, what if you light it in Reuven's property and then it spreads to Shimon's property? I think you're still chayiv, because once you lit it in a makom she'enu shalcha, where you didn't have rishus, then none of these peturim apply. Even if it ends up going to a different person's rishus. Okay, that's the Rush and the Minchas Chinuch in Simin Nunvav. Nunvav is the mitzvah of Esh. There's a mitzvah of Esh, right? To be done in Nizke Esh. Says the Gemara.
The question is, why are you putter in these cases?
Why are you putter in these cases?
Let's call it Ones.
Okay.
The reason that you're
Let's call it Ones, yeah. Because it's not Adama Mazik, it's Nizke Mamun, Ones.
But it's an Ones, because it's an act of God that has spread so far. Normally it wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
But that's
Holy Chumazik Koch Acher Me'urav Bo, but it's still a putter of Ones. Right, if it's a ruach she'ena mitzuya, it's still a peturav ones. So you have to say that this is considered far beyond what you would be responsible for.
Let's call it an ones gamor because you're not going to say tefilas b'shia.
Right, this why not tefilas b'shia? Because the Gemara doesn't bring that in.
The question is, according to the Rush, why are you chayav if you start in somebody?
According to the Rush, if you start in somebody else's property,
a knas.
Okay, it doesn't sound that way from the Rush, but you might say that albeis durabanan. But one might say though that you define it differently. Maybe in somebody else's rishus. We'll get to. You know what? Let's hold off because we're going to get the different halachas of tamun in a few minutes about toch shal chaveiro. So let's hold off for a second. But less later, Reb Shimon shiur b'deleika. What do you mean, Reb Shimon does not have any peturim by lighting a fire? Fatnan, the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, lo yamar adam tana b'toch habayis. Ella imkain yesh al gabo gavo hadalat amos. You're not allowed to set up an oven in your house unless you have at least a 4 amma. Right, the roof is at least 4 amos up from the oven because you don't want to light your friend's property on top. If you're putting an oven in the second floor, you got to have a thick floor. Ubekira tefa, akira, which is not as strong of an oven. Remember from the third parak in Shabbos, 3 types of ovens: tanur, kira, and kupach. Right, so kira is lower than a tanur and doesn't get as hot, so you need is a tefach. But even if you did these precautions and it's still damaged, you still have to pay what was damaged. We'll get back to that in a second. Reb Shimon Omer, lo namru shirin halalu. No, Elishim Hizik patim l'shalim. Shimon says, no, what's the point? The point of having these shirim is you'll be patur. So you see Reb Shimon does hold of turim. So what does he mean in the Mishnah? So Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah Hakolufi Govad Leika. No, in the Mishnah it doesn't mean that you're always chayiv. It means you go by, you can't give any specific shear. It depends on how big the fire is. If you light a huge fire, then you're going to need a larger distance. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Grib Shimon. Chen Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Halacha Grib Shimon. Asks the Rif here, according to the Chachamim, by the case of the oven, even if you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be chayiv if it damaged. While in the Mishnah, if you did what you're supposed to do, you're going to be patur. That's the kasha of none other than the Rif. The Rif right here asked that kasha. So what does the Rif answer? The Rif says, when there's a one-time thing that you lit a fire, so you can't expect it. But if there's a davar shel kfiyas, you use the oven every day. You gotta be on top of it. You got to be on top of it, and you have to maybe even go beyond, right, for your friend. V'hasam gabi taner kivan de tadir hu mazlik, iboi leile iyune, iika hezeka lachadeiro, nislak hezeka, v'kivan de lo avet hachi, posheyahu. Because you use this day in, day out, if you're not on top of it and preventing things from occurring to your friend, that is posheya. But in the other case, it's a one-time thing, you were marchik, so, you know, there's nothing more that we could demand from you. Okay, that's the important shita of the rish. Says the next Mishnah. Hamalik has a gadish for yibok kalim adolku. If somebody lights a gadish and there were kalim in there and they lit, right? This is the machlokas that we've had 10 times already in the Masechta. Here's the locus classicus where it's supposed to be. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Mashav Esoch. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv on tamud. You pay for what's in the gadish. Rachachamim Omer in a mishalim ella gadish shalchita moshel saorim. No, you only pay for as if in that space instead of a gold watch being in the haystack. it was full of wheat or barley. Whatever the man should have assumed was there, that's what you pay for. That's what you pay for. And the mazik has to realize that that's what he's going to pay for. You don't just take away and say this airspace there and he pays less. But you do it as if, even though there was no chitim there, you do it as if there was chitim there, and that's what he has to pay. Period. As we had before, if there's a goat that's tied down next to the Gadish and an Evet Samachlo, so then you're chayiv for the Gidi, you're chayiv for the Gadish, because the Evet should have run away. So therefore, there is no chiyav misa here. Evet kafas lo v'gidi samachlo, but if the Evet was tied up and the Gidi was close by, v'nisraf imo, pater neis pater, because of kimle v'drabi mine. We discussed then, when we had this came up back on Daf Chavez and Mabez, Rashi here has it again, two opinions. Does it really make a difference whether the Gidi was tied up or not? The Gemara switches the Evet, fine, but what about the Gidi? Does it make a difference? So we had a machlokas back there between Rashi and the Rashbam, quoted in Tosfos, about whether it makes, do we apply the principle of the Gedi should have run away? Do we apply that principle? And we had the thought of Rav Salvechik there, that it's not a machlokas in Metzias, you know, how much das does a goat have? Right, it's not the machlokas there, but the machlokas was, do you apply the principle of Iboy Leilav Ruche only to a Ritzicha case, or even to a Hezek case? That was the real machlokas between them. Umodim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, but the Mishnah continues, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. B'madlikas habira, shu mishalim kol mashu besochov. If somebody lights a house, that you pay what's in it. Shekein derech bnei adam l'aniach lebatim. Meaning, very important line here in the Mishnah. The Chachamim agree that tamun is patur only where it's something that I should not have thought was inside. But if there's something that I should have thought was inside, you can say that's not called tamun. That's not called tamun because that I know it's revealed in my da. I know. So therefore, that's not called tamun. Period. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, 2 days in the Gemara. First Rav Kahana, Machlokas, B'malei B'tosh Shalov, Halcha V'alcha B'tosh Shalchaveiro. The Rav Kahana says, the whole Machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim is if you light it in your own rishus, and then it goes into your friend's rishus. Rav Yehuda, Machayev, Aniski, Tamar, Ba'esh, Rav Anapatri, that's the Machlokas. Avo B'malei B'tosh Shalchaveiro, Diri Yakol, Mishalem, Ashev, Esocho. But if you light it in your friend's rishus, you pay even for Tamun. And again, the question, what's the difference? What's the difference? If the whole svara is, you know, Talmud, I shouldn't have known about it, so why should I be chayv just because I lit it in my friend's rishus? Rashi quotes, V'havi k'ma'abid bi'adayim. Rashi, and the Ravid says it b'feirish, it's adam amazik. Once I light it in my friend's rishus, that's no longer called eish, where koach achar murabo, even if it needs some koach in to get to his property, that's called adam amazik and adam ula olam. And you chayv on everything. You even chayv on Talmud, you even chayv on ones. So that's what would be different, and that's what you might say is different up above also. That's what Rashi here says, and the Ravid. Amalei Rava, yeah? It's got to be something different, though.
Right,
so according to those, it might be a knas. Then you might say it's a knas. So Amalei Rava. Exactly. It explains the rush before, that it's once it's in the Rishus of the Nizak, then it might be called Adam Amaz. Amalei Rava, Ihaki, if that's true, that the Rabbanan agree. So at the Tani, Sefer Modem Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda, Malaka Sabir, Shemeshalem, Kamash, Besocho, Shekein Derech Bnei Adam, Laniach, Batim. So why in the last line of the Mishnah do we bring in a separate case of lighting a house? Liflo, Velisibidida. Why don't you just say, within the case itself? Bamed, Varmamurim, Bamalik, Batok Shalov, Halachava, Alcha, Batok Shal Chaveiro. Why don't you just say, when do you have this machlok as if he lights it in his own rishus and then it spreads? But if he lights it in his friend's field, you have to pay everything. There's no p'tur of tamun. So El Amar Rava, Rava says, you have to say betarti pligi. Really, there's a double machlokas in both places. Pligi, there's a machlokas about if you light it in your own rishus and it spreads. They argue even b'toch shal chaveiro. What's the machlokas about there? The Rabbi Yehuda savar mashalim kol mashe besocho b'afilu arniki. Rabbi Yehuda says you pay for tamun even by items that you couldn't have known about. If you have a wallet inside of a haystack, for Rabbanan savri, no kalim tzedarkan lahatpin begadish kagon morigi v'chlei bakar hu demashalim kalim that you usually keep in your haystack, like I know the rake and the saddle that you're going to saddle your animal with, those you usually keep in the haystack. Where else are you going to put them? So, you don't pay for something unusual. So just to leave you with a question, the Tosa says over here, what's the whole svara for the chilik of whether you should have known it was there or not? So on the bottom line, Tosa says, misvara, you shouldn't have known. It's patur. So ask the Pnei Yoshua on Tosa's, Why don't you have, if that's the svara, why don't you have a p'tur tamin by all niskei mamon? Why only by eish? Right? You should have it by all of them. Asuki adaite. Such a great svara. Why is there only a gzeres akasa by eish? If that's the real svara, why doesn't the p'tur tamin apply by other niskei mamon? So again, that's something that the Pnei Yeshua deals with. We'll stop here. Tomorrow is the last amud in Meseches in Perek Hakones. Right? What?
Rav is
right, but he said they're arguing about both, meaning they're equal chidushim. You have to say. So the tomorrow's Amud Aleph deals with Mesira, deals with Chamson, and then Jason will start you off. You give me that tomorrow. Jason will start you off. Wish Mazel Tov, to Jason Achani. But the tomorrow's daf starts off Maruba. It also ends off with Chanukah at the end of the parak, if you remember, which we discussed before, and you get into Kefel and Dalet Behei. So Be'ez Hashem will continue on Sunday. Remember, the first two blad of Maruba are all limudim, all psukim, and then the meat. There's meat right away, but there's also meat. Start daf Samachay is the real in the yeshivas where they start Maruba. They basically learn the first amud and then they go to Samachay. We're going to go straight. Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem. But that'll be Maruba starting on tomorrow and Sunday. Okay, have a good Shabbos.